Mittwoch. We shall first go over the klonim from last week and 2 weeks ago. Then we shall go across to the few of suffers and to a new nose today in Tzashem. We discussed that person has to try and be mamait as much as he can in the malachas. Even what's mutter for chodesh yesh pesachona is mutter to be mechal Shabbos, even for yid. Do a malacha deraisa, but one has to try to minimize, to try and do as little isurim so long as it doesn't endanger the chayla anymore. It makes no difference at all for the chayla, and instead of driving himself to the hospital, he can go under the agoy, then a person has to try and reduce the chayma isa and go under the agoy. Mishibur brings down, and Simon Shinamit, Sifkot and Aleph, Ad Kidei Kach, he brings down Sif Chasidim, and Avron brings it down, that, V'lechein, Minaro, Le'isha, Shegia, Le'chodesh, Chis, which is in the ninth month, Le'hazmin, B'chol Ev, Shabbos, Kol Ha'advarim, Ha'nitzarachim, Ro, V'shemo, Yizdam, Ne'dosa, B'Shabbos, V'le'tiztach, L'chal, L'Shabbos. Sif Chasidim likes that a lady in the ninth month should do everything to avoid as much Chil Shabbos, and therefore should be Mazbin in advance. Mishabur brings down, it doesn't say clearly that it's an Indian of extra chassidus, but this is a mile of chassidus, and it's Israel. Remember once somebody asked me, he was in hospital and had a child had an appendix and was stuck in the hospital. And they had to monitor the child, and they were happy to let the child go home together with the mother, but they said they have to see the child 12 hours later. And the shaila was that the way they said they prepared to release the child was that he can go home if there's any increase in the temperature or any signs that he's in danger, come straight back. But without that, 12 hours later, the doctor wants to see him. And the mother called up. The mother said, "Of my husband's out of town, so it means the children being left by themselves at home. And I know I need to go back ready in hospital in 12 hours' time. So it's a matter of staying in the hospital." The child wasn't in a matzav of sakona as such. They would stay in the hospital, it would be dangerous for him or anything. It was a matter of coming home before Shabbos and then going in beheta on Shabbos. And I asked Ramot Gross at the time, asked him what would be the right psak to tell a lady in this matzav, which one tries to avoid Chil Shabbos if one can, say for chassidim, the tashbet, straight in advance. And Ramot Gross said, it's meredith in yon chassidus. To get priorities right. It's only chassidus. If it works out, then another one tries to do it. But if a mother and the family are going to be left without it, just bringing them is exactly what in the halacha, a person can go home. So it's not ikadin, that's in yon chassidus. But ikadin is yes, to try and reduce kol zaman, it doesn't endanger the chayla anymore. We also said that if it comes before Shabbos, said over from Ramat Rebanet and Tshuvas HaAmoy, that if it means paying a bit on Shabbos to try and avoid doing a malacha, it's also g'day. Malcha Banet's tshuva was somebody who's a matter of getting a goy to light the fire outside. He didn't want to come into the house, and the goy would bring the fire inside, but he'd be scared to do so. But if you offer him a bit of money, he'll do it. So Malcha Banet, pay a bit of money to reduce it. However, the Yashiv held, and they all hold the same, that if it means paying a lot of money to go to a private hospital to avoid the operation taking place on Shabbos, manches nish mukhiv. So within what's considered normal, a bit to pay out, the person is gerecht, maybe even mukhiv or bakhon, that's a person has to try to reduce the love. But when it comes to too much money, and therefore it's a heta on Shabbos, that is not mukhiv to do.
So does the boy have to stay in hospital or to...
No, he can also come home, but he can't expect the child to stay by himself in hospital. So the child goes out together with his mother and is going to come back in Shabbos. I will know before Shabbos it's going to involve doing a malacha. It's not mechuyev to do so. It's not mechuyev in advance on Shabbos to be the mother. It's going to be awkward. It's in yonim of chassidus. Chassidus is if it works out. If it doesn't work out, person is not mechuyev to do it. We mentioned last week, maybe it wasn't clear enough, on how much is the person mechuyev to do on Shabbos. How much is a person allowed to do on Shabbos if it's ready a choyla sheyesh boi sakona, but it doesn't need the treatment now, straight away? So we spoke about a few retimses. We said over from the Netziv, which Moshe is choylik very stark in the Netziv. Netziv was talking about a case where Yom Tov was on Friday, and the next day was going to be Shabbos, and we knew that the melacha is going to have to be done before Motzah Shabbos, l'tzeich choyla, and the Netziv says, if it's a shayla of doing it on Friday, Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, which is only Elav, or doing it on Shabbos, said the Netziv, do it on Friday, even though it doesn't have to be done dafka on Friday, it could be done on Shabbos, but you may as well do it on Friday and only do it as Elav, rather than do a Chiv Skila on Shabbos. And the Moshe is Cholik, the Chol Tegif, because the Moshe said that when I do it on Friday, the Chol doesn't need it on Friday. So why are you doing it? You're doing it for something which is going to need. So on Friday, you're doing something which is not a must. And on Shabbos, when you do it, it's a must to do it. So on Shabbos, it's mutter. It's a pekach nefesh, which you've got a heter to do it. If you do it on Friday, you haven't got a heter to do it. So therefore, rather delay it for Shabbos. And when you're going to do it on Shabbos, you're going to do it better rather than doing it on Friday. We mentioned also Svara from Ramosha, which Chofetz Chaim says, that Ramosha says, even on Shabbos itself, now this is perhaps I wasn't clear enough last week, Ramosha is talking about a case where it's a chayla she'im boi sakana, which is going to lead to the doctor say that the present situation is going to turn into Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Not a Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Sakana on Friday night, and he doesn't need his refuah till the next day. He's talking about a Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Sakana, which the doctor say, if you leave it, it's going to turn into Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Sakana. And we know by the time it comes to the end of Shabbos, he's going to need this treatment. Says Ramosha, don't do it Friday night, do it Shabbos morning, when he's ready Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Of course, only talking about something which won't make any difference if you treat it Friday night or you're going to treat it Shabbos day. You're going to do it, if by treating it Friday night, it's going to be better off. It's going to be more chances of healing it or catch it in time. Then the message is very clear. I've either you're going to do it on Friday for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, whenever Chitimse, if you're going to gain by doing it early, do it earlier. But Moshe is talking about a case where it makes no difference at all, either to do it Friday night or Shabbos day. It's a Chayla She'ein Bo Sakana. There Moshe says, rather wait till Shabbos day. And Moshe says an interesting Svara. Of course, the Pidei Chateva, it's already going to turn, the way it is, it's going to turn the Chayla She'ein Bo Sakana. But the Matzav now is Mechayvit. Leave it to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Let the Rebbeinu Shleilam run it, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam can make a nest, and therefore rather do it tomorrow. That's not that. It's not. You're right in Simcha Lalanes, but the Matzav now isn't Mechayvi to do it at all. I don't need to do it now. I want to do it now, and that says the Moshe leave it. And the Chofetz Chaim says the same Svara that a soldier has to do work before Motzah Shabbos, and the Shaila is doing it Friday night or doing it Shabbos day, says the Chofetz Chaim, Machin Yisrael, rather wait till Shabbos day, because on Shabbos, Friday night, who knows, after things will change, after you will be parted from doing that malacha, after your commander will go, whatever it is, don't do it now if you don't have to do it. By the next day, you may not be mechuyev to do it anymore, but if it comes the next day and you're still obligated to do it, then you should do it because of Matzav Sakana. Now, this Psak of the Chofetz Chaim. To my soul, a melacha of pikuach nefesh, and that the Chofetz Chaim says, don't do it now, rather wait from tomorrow, after the matzah will change. That's not what we're talking about. It's a bigger chiddush to say aliday nochri. A bigger chiddush to say aliday nochri, even to delay it in the academic set. Yeah, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about melacha deraisa, not talking about melacha aliday nochri. It could be the same, but melacha it's a chiddush. The chiddush is exactly one by the raisa.
Now, this.
Pardon?
You put the person into Sakana.
No difference at all. The soldier has to do the malacha before Matzah Shabbos. The choyla, it's not.
Tomorrow he'll be in that moment, you're putting him into Sakana.
But the treatment that will be done tomorrow as soon as it turns into Cholesh Esh B'Sakona, is no gain by doing it now, Cholesh Ein B'Sakona, to stop it, or at the beginning when it's a Cholesh Esh B'Sakona. Avadev is going to be worse off, then I must do it earlier, to avoid reaching that stage of Cholesh Esh B'Sakona. But with Cholesh Esh B'Sakona, without the medication, it's dangerous, and with this medication, you give him this drug, as soon as defined, is classed as a Cholesh Esh B'Sakona, this drug works. So a drug I can either give him Friday night to avoid him reaching the stage of Cholesh Esh B'Sakona, or the machla set in on Shabbos morning, and I'll give him that drug then on Shabbos morning.
Talking about giving him medicine?
Doing the melacha. Doing the melacha. Of course, a refuah has no difference at all. Sorry. Doing the melacha for it. It means putting the machine, all the melachas to get him down. The refuah has no difference. Refuah you can do already straight away. Doing the melacha to get it down. And that Rav Moshe says, rather do it tomorrow than to do it today on Friday night. Now this shaila of Rav Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim is b'emes Mishneh Berurah. That's why a few people have mentioned it after Shia. Could I too mention the Be'alocha? The Be'alocha is in Simon Shem Mem Dalet. He brings down, he's Madai from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if a person doesn't know which day Shabbos is? So every day he should be Betzamtzem and do a Mixas Melocha for that day. As much as you need. Today for Yusuf, for that day, you should do Chen every day of the week. Frank the Bialocha, he doesn't understand. You're much better off if on one day he does a large amount of malachas, prepares the food that will keep him going for a whole week. Like this, the chances are that the day he's going to do the malacha is 1 out of 7 that Shabbos, of the 6 out of 7 chances, it's not Shabbos. Some 6 out of 7 chances not doing a malacha on Shabbos Bechlal. Masha'in Kain, if I do every single day, I'm vader going to end up doing a malacha on Shabbos. That's the Bialocha's kasha. Zog the Bialocha. I see in this din, Shulchan Aruch, that the heter to do Letzorech Shabbos is only if you fully need it for that day. And even here I'm going to make, my calculation is I'm going to gain, but says the Be'alocha, for tomorrow Shabbos, I'm going to go ahead, when it comes tomorrow, I'm going to need to do, tomorrow, each day, I'm going to need to do food for that day. But divine, I'm not in that matzah for Sakana Bechlal. Divine, I don't need it at all. So no heter to do extra in advance. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mamela, I'm going to say a chiddush la'alocha, which is Nostava Gemara, it's not Machriya. What happens if it's Ben Hashmoshes and the soldier was told on Friday he has to do a malocha to be done before Motzei Shabbos and he forgot, he was rushed, whatever reason, he didn't do it on Friday and it's now Ben Hashmoshes on Erev Shabbos and he's got a choice of doing the malocha now Ben Hashmoshes or to wait to do it tomorrow on Shabbos before, but the deadline to make sure the malacha gets done. This same shayla he has the Machne Yisrael, which the Machne Yisrael says, wait, because maybe a nes will happen, or things, the circumstance will change, and you won't have to do it. This same shayla he talks about in Be'alocha, and Be'alocha says, I couldn't what I see in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's better for me to do each day for that day, and if you fall the matzah of Sakana, you're not allowed to do it, says the Chofetz Chaim, if it's a shayla of doing Ben Hashmoshes, which is only going to be a Sofek Yisa, but the Vaila, I don't need to do it, Bechal. It has to be done before Matzah Shabbos. The Vaila, the soldier doesn't have to do that Melacha, Bechal. And says the Chofetz Chaim, the soldier should rather wait to do it tomorrow, when it's going to be Vaday Shabbos, when it's going to have to do it, rather than doing it Ben Hashmoshes, which is a Sofek, but he's doing it in advance before he's going to have to do it, and I'm not yet in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. And the remains of Sofik says actually he can be mechalik. It's the same person, the same day. Maybe it's a bit different. He's not sure about it. V'hishir b'tzorchin. I'm moedik at Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is not sure what the halacha is in such a case.
So I mean, if he leaves it till tomorrow, you have to leave it till the last opportunity.
No, it means when the matzav is ready mechalik. The last minute or few minutes before that, basically, but it means when you can't do it, wait at a later stage when it's going to be a must have to do it. And Chofetz Chaim's got a zashtag. Now, the shaila is, and that's what a few people were after the Shia, is that the same as what we've been discussing or we discussed about Rav Moshe Shaila and Netziv, all these doing it in advance? It may not be exactly the same because. And this, Rabbi Zibeshain says a bit of a similar nakuda, a bit different in Tesei Ledes. It could be, when you look at Achoyla, let's say Achoyla Sheesh by Sakona, not Achoyla Sheim by Sakona. You could say the same thing, Achoyla Sheim by Sakona, that's going to turn into Sakona. But let's divide this case, Achoyla Sheesh by Sakona, which doesn't need the refuah done now, but you can have it done tomorrow. Achoyla Sheesh by Sakona is already, we look at him in the matzav, full matzav of Sakona. It's not If he doesn't do it by tomorrow at the end, that's the deadline. He's already in a matzav of defined al pi alocha that he's got the eterim of v'chayvem kizachodesh yesh pesakonda. That's not what the Mishabura is discussing. Mishabura isn't discussing a choylesh yesh pesakonda who's already got all the eterim, and the Mishabura says delay it to a later stage. He's talking about a soldier, where a soldier is going to have to do the melacha beforehand. You can't say the soldier's walking around in a matzav of sakon if he hasn't done it by then. But time it comes to Motzei Shabbos, if he hasn't done it, then yes, he better get it done by then, otherwise he's risking his life. But he's not walking around the whole Shabbos as a person who's in the sakonah. That's not what the Chofetz Chaim is discussing. V'chein, the Chofetz Chaim says, when I need to make for every day of the week food, I need to ration out for every day of the week to eat. I'm not in a matzav of sakonah yet. I'll come tomorrow. I'll make for tomorrow. So that's the Chofetz Chaim. I can't look at this person every day of the week that he's allowed to do for 7 days in advance, because till he reaches the next day, he's not in a matzav of sakonah bechelal. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, perhaps I see in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not allowed to do today for tomorrow. But acholish yesh besakonah, or even maybe acholish em besakonah, that's going to turn into a matzav of sakonah. On that, I already see. I see the final result. I see this acholish em besakonah, that this matzav is leading towards a sakana, and on that the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say that you're not allowed, that you have to do it, you have to wait to the last minute to do it. We don't have a Mishnah Berurah that says this chiddush. It's a Moshe's a chiddush. Moshe says a chiddush in besakana should wait if he can to a later stage to do it. There's no Mishnah Berurah about it. We have no Mishnah Berurah about it. We've just got a chiddush of Moshe, and that's what I wanted to point out at this point. It's not a Chofetz Chaim. Be'alocha, it's not a be'alocha. It's a chiddush of Moshe, which is a chiddush, and yes, Chayukim al Zeh, but it's a Chiddush of Ramosha, which is worthwhile knowing that if it doesn't have to be done now, it's going to have to be done at some stage. And the Vaal, it's a Chayulish Ein Besakona, that's going to turn into Chayulish Yesh Besakona, Ramosha says delay it. But Chayulish Yesh Besakona, we don't have a Ramosha who says you should delay it. And of course, if it's going to make any difference to the treatment at all, then Avada, or the Melocha, needs to be done as quick as possible. And we don't say, wait later, do it already now, because anything that's going to be a benefit of the refuah working better, we allow melachos ready for it straight away. Another point, maybe a drop more clarification. We discussed that a person is allowed to do melachos on Shabbos, what's needed at Tzarech HaChoyla, and the way the Bialoch is machria, he says the Shulchan Aruch holds not like that, but the Bialoch is machria, like the Meiri and Yuma, that anything that's needed to strengthen the Chayla, that is mutter to do on Shabbos, because that goes around the Chizuk Gufoy, and it's going to be in a better state to be able to fight as Machla, and that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Stam Zach in the Bialocha doesn't like, other Rishonim do like if what's considered usual to be done part as Refuah, but something which is needed for Chizuk Gufoy you're allowed to do. V'chein Yisuvah Daita, already mentioned a few times, Yisuvah Daita, meaning to be able to relax the Chayla. If the chayla is going to relax, what's considered normal way to relax the chayla, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Except Shem Zama says you can't bring a book to relax the chayla. Rav Ozna has a tshuva where the doctor was giving his report on Shabbos, and the normal way to do it was to bring a tape recorder to record everything that he said, and Rav Ozna doesn't want to hear of it. To bring the recorder in on Shabbos, to hear what the doctor is saying, because you'll be more relaxed and you think you had a video, well, work it out, that you remember after Shabbos, or to do it, why bring your tape recorder? There's no eyes. What's considered the normal way to do it, that's what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. More than that doesn't go into the head to be able to do on Shabbos. What's very interesting in this, and Shmuel Shabbos brings down one way from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and they say Rabbi Shlomo Zalman changed his mind about it, so if you're more, I don't really understand it, Stodim, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the way Shmuel Shabbos brings him down, wasn't so happy that if a person's house, Lolein, was on fire, and you needed to do something to relax this person, a melacha on Shabbos to relax him, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wasn't happy to allow the melacha of Yisuvah Daita. He didn't look at him as a chodesh yesh pesakon. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, you should work on his bitochen. If he's got a problem, you should work on his bitochen. To allow melacha on Shabbos, melacha on Shabbos needs a heter, needs to come under inyoni refuah to be inevitable to be able to do it. V'chein, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, what happens in the times of Chazal? There was chiyuve bezdin. Somebody was chayv misa for whatever he did. And the parents, elderly parents, were sakon sofoshes to them. They know the child's going to be yotzei lahorig. That's it. The father can have a heart attack over it. Lemotzinu, it should be mutter for it to stop the child because it's pekach nefesh, because of matzakonah for the agamas nefesh that the parents are going to have. Rishem Zalman seemingly looked at it originally that zaitige pain also doesn't come under the heading of isuvidaito or pekach nefesh. It missed something which is connected to refuah. And Sofyan Rishem Zalman was chayzer from that. That's what they bring down. Rishem Zalman was chayzer, and he looked. He said if a person has a fire and the putting out the fire would save the person whose house was on fire from huge agmas nefesh, and the matzav it was would seem as dangerous for the person to see his nechosin burning down, was mate, or was shtark noted that it's mutter to put out the fire because it's pekach nefesh of the person to put it out. So Rishem Zalman is mistapik of yisuvidaita calming down somebody. But not calming down somebody of giving the choyla, the normal way of yisuvidaita. You're giving something to somebody, because if you don't calm him down, if you don't put the fire out, he's risking, he's going to have a heart attack from it, and you're putting it out. Does that also come under yisuvidaita or not? And Amoli held that not, and Sofi Yomov seemingly held that, yeah.
It's a similar case of the child caught in the bed. Locked inside, you're allowed to break the door down.
That's because that's a child is automatically sakona. A child is considered a chayla, she'ebe sakona, and that matzah for a child is a chayla, she'ebe sakona. That's mamash a matzah of sakona. But for an adult, because of his gefil, to say that for it's dangerous for him to give him that piece of information, it's important for him that the child's in hospital and has been in labor for 2 days, and the mother is completely uptight to know whether the baby was born or not. The child's in Eretz Yisrael and the parents in Chutzlitz, and therefore to say you're going to call up on Shabbos because it's a huge yisuvidaita, even if it would come under yisuvidaita, he's not so sure about it. Rishon Zalman, do you say yisuvidaita is what's the normal for chayla to calm down, or do you say something which if I don't do it, it's going to be dangerous for the chayla? Am I not to do it? Rishon Zalman wasn't sure about it. In Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, there was, by one of the demonstrations, somebody went missing. A bocha went missing, and Shaila's where he landed up. So somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv whether he's allowed to go searching on Shabbos to be able to find where this bocha is. Rabbi Yashiv stopped, didn't give an answer straight away. And then he said, who said Bechlal is in a matzav of sakana, number one? And if he's in a matzav of sakana, who said you're going to be helping? You're going to be able to solve it by driving around to find it? It didn't allow to be mechal Shabbos for it. This person went to Rishlema Zalman, was passing Nekir Shai Chesed, went into Rishlema Zalman and told Rishlema Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv's Pesach, and Rishlema Zalman also stopped to think about it, and Rishlema Zalman said, no, he called the Kalim's under Pekuach Nefesh, somebody who's missing, and perhaps you can save him by finding him over here. They allowed to go on mechal Shabbos, and you're allowed to go searching for him on Shabbos. So the mice, what happened was that then they found it was in Migrash Rusim, in the place where all the people are arrested. And the person of Shem Zam went back to the person and told him, don't worry, don't feel bad that you drove your car, whatever you did for it on Shabbos, because you did it L'Tzerech B'Kuach Nefesh, and you did L'Tzerech B'Kuach Nefesh is Mutter. What was the noisa? Again, a similar noisa, something which is a Sofek B'Kuach Nefesh, and your matzav being able to say, not everything, we look out straight away, pekach nefesh, go driving, do it, mut on Shabbos, relax a person, has to come under gidri refuah, gidri normal refuah. Statistics show that you're going to gain by being able to do it in order for to be able to matem melach on Shabbos. And if not, on this very delicate case, whether it did or didn't come under pekach nefesh, Reb Shem Zalman and Reb Yashiv had a machlekes. Maybe one more point before we get to want to discuss today. It's more Negea in Eretz Yisrael, but it could be Negea here as well. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person does a malach on Shabbos, L'tzerech Refuah, and he has in mind for his own benefit as well, then it's mutter. I remember somebody had in London, he was making chasna a child, and he had driving lessons to learn how to drive. We took him the driving lessons. He took the driver around to post all his invitations It was a free way to do it. And at the driving lessons, mitzvahs, the driving lessons to be able to deliver the invitations. A person gets a malach on Shabbos and needs to go to a chole and needs to get another kiddush at the other side of town. He needs to go. He's got a child. He's taking it, but he's going. Shteit shulchan aruch. It's mutter. Shulchan aruch shteit it's mutter. If I have in mind my own private benefit, but I do it also letzayich refuah, is mutter. But mishabur and shatzim brings down. It's a big machlif shishenim, and he's not so happy. A person has to try and avoid it. What's an afkimina? A person's got a frumos doing it, or fry to do the malacha. And it's a sral, very nagea, you got a Yiddish doctor, or you got a fry doctor. The Yiddish doctor is only going to do it because he's doing it letzoyach Shabbos. The fry doctor will do it all the same as part of his job, and he's going to do it, no difference, yeah, Shabbos, not Shabbos. Besalevi holds that the Ptur of Oynes only comes, he says on Oynes, they're not talking about Pekach Nefesh, but Beis HaLevi says in Parshas Shmos Al HaTorah that the Ptur of Oynes is something that I wouldn't have done if not for the Oynes. But something that I'm doing in any case, and there's no Shaychus to the Oynes, then Oynes doesn't click in to part of me. I'm working in the hospital like I work all the other 6 days of the week. I work Shabbos as well. In order to come under the heading of Oynes, it must mean I'm doing it Letzorech Lechoyle, Letzorech what Shabbos is Mate, then it comes under the heading of Oynes. If a person's got a choice of you taking somebody that is doing it Letzorech Shabbos and not Letzorech Shabbos, so first of all, the person who's doing it Letzorech Shabbos is doing it Letzorech Refuah, and it could even be that the person who's not doing it Letzorech Shabbos hasn't got to Beis HaLevi a heter Bechlal, because he would have done it all the same, even not for the Oynes. So more again, it's a sol than chutzlaetz. But if a person's got a choice, if a person needs to do malacha, about that person should always be mechaven that he's doing it letzerich oynus, letzerich the pikuach nefesh, rather than the zayte gezachen that he wants to go for. He's going to visit somebody in hospital, and he's got his own interest, whatever he's going for. If you're mechaven not letzerich the choila, even if it's mutter to do it letzerich the choila, but as a former yid, nobody would do it on Shabbos, so maybe it doesn't come under the Beis HaLevi. But he runs into machlokes haposkim, whether it's mutter, whether it's osa. If you're mechaven for two things, take a person, or person when he does it, should always be mechaven, he's doing it letzerech achoyle, letzerech the pekuach nefesh, because if he's got other machshovas, b'shas maisa, it may risk reducing, upon him, the heter of doing it as the person does the only letzerech achoyle. I want to discuss today the heter of Sefer Mishum Tchilosan. We all know Sefer Mishum Tchilosan, if it comes to somebody going in to visit a chole on Shabbos, or somebody to go together with a spouse into hospital on Shabbos, or a child needs somebody accompanying him, wherever it is, then there's two parts involved. There's a part involved to take the chole into the hospital, and then there's the part of the husband being able to come home afterwards. Taking the chole into hospital is ratzeich chole. If he's coming back together with the chayla, so maybe it's also the tzeich chayla to come back. But somebody's taking a child into hospital, and he's coming back himself, so what's his heter to come back? So normal, a very well-known heter, called Sefer Mishum Tchilosan. If we're not going to allow the person to go, to come back, then he's not going to go in the first place. And therefore, in order to guarantee the next time round, he's going to go in, that's all I remember, next time round should go, therefore we already allow him now to go. We tell him that you can come back, because if you're not going to know, if you don't know in advance, are you going to be able to come back? You're not going to want to go? You're not going to visit somebody in hospital? You're going to have to walk back. So we allow Sefer Mishum Tchilosan to take a taxi there and a taxi back. What we would allow for the way there, we allow also for the way back. We marked him before we go into the halacha. Last week or 2 weeks ago, when Moshe Brandstoffer was here from Eretz Yisrael, he gave a shiur. And in his shiur, he said that he was asked on Simchas Torah, him being either the Rav of Zaka, one of the Rabbonim of Zaka, he was asked on Simchas Torah that unfortunately there were a lot of Mesim, and Zaka has however many members it has, let's call it 100 members it has, and their Seder Advarim is they have to deal first with the Mesim and then afterwards with the Chaim. For whatever reason, maybe because the call came in first, or maybe that's what the Medina's Mechayev, no enough Kamina why, but that's what they had to do first. And the Shaila was that to deal with the mace on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Melachos for it. But he was asked, is he allowed to allow the members to deal with the Mason because like this, they'd be able to free the members afterwards to be able to deal with the chayim. So the shayla wasn't that the mesim needed the melacha to be done for them on Shabbos on Yom Tov. It was necessary to deal with the mesim in order to free them afterwards to be able to work the chayim. Does that come under pekuach nefesh, or does that not come under the pekuach nefesh? Do we say it comes under pekuach nefesh because at the end of the day, by them dealing with the mesim, then they're going to be free to be able to deal with the chayim? Or do we say no, finished, you've got no head to deal with the mesim or not? So we'll get back to that in Bit Hashem, and let's jump across to Sefer Mishum Tchelosan. Sefer Mishum Tchelosan is a very, very unclear heta. There's no clear Gemara that says there's such a heta called Sefer Mishum Tchelosan. There's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that in the time when he's to come for the Edim on Kiddush HaChodesh, he used to go with the Edim, were delayed when he used to go for Kiddush HaChodesh. If Edim went for Kiddush HaChodesh, and even says the Sugya Nervin, that even if he went and he found out afterwards that it wasn't needed b'chlal, usually when a person goes out of the Tchum, he's limited, they can't go more than Dalet Amos. But here we allow you to do more than Dalet Amos, because Shefom Mishum Tchelosan, there is a Mishnah in Beitzer, but not on three different sugyos. The case of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is to go out for Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore we allow you to do Alpayim Amos. There, it doesn't say what that is. We would say you should be restricted not to go more than Dalet Amos, and we're allowed to do Alpayim Amos. The Gemara says, in Erevin, Gemara says, going on the Mishnah, says that if a person went out to Leter Chatzola, and he needs to go back into town, we're allowed to go even more than Alpayim Amos. He's allowed to go back for safety into town. Says the Gemara, not only is he allowed to go back into town, he's allowed to take his Kli Zayin with him as well. He's allowed to take his armor, he's allowed to take his weapons with him, you know, to go back into town. Why, says the Gemara? Because the Maaseh Shaliach, there was once a case that the people, the Yidden, went to fight. They left their weapons on the outside of the town. They came into town. The enemies got hold of the weapons, and the damage that they managed to cause, Rahman Etzlan, was terrible. And therefore, in order to avoid such a thing happening again, we allow the soldiers to take their weapons with them. When they come back, returning from fighting, they had to take their weapons with them. Now the Rambam and Tosfos quote that Gemara, a heta called Seifon Mishum Tchelosan. If we're not going to allow the soldiers to take their weapons with them, the next time they're not going to go out again, because it's going to be dangerous for them to leave it out, we're not going to allow them to go out again. That's how the Rambam and Tosfos explain the Gemara. And Ramosha says, I see from there a heta, a Tzolah member. Ramosha says, what happened if he's got an oxygen in his car? And he's gone out to the hospital, says the Moshe, for two reasons is allowed to come back. Number one, because if we don't allow that Tzolah member to come back, then he's not even going to go in the first place. Say from Shum Tchelosan. And we allow even a Melacha Deraisa, because the Gemara says that we're mate these soldiers to bring back their weapons, and they showed him saves, even to go through Rosh Hashanah or other problems of Isuri Deraisa. We allow it, but even Issa Deraisa, in order, because otherwise next time you're not going to want to do it. Says the Moshe, there's a heta called Say from Shum Tchelosan, which allows you to be over an Issa Deraisa, because if we're not going to allow you at the end, when you've finished what you've done, to be over this Issa Deraisa, you're not going to go out in the first place. Says a Moshe, an Atzala member, that's been called out on a call, and if we don't allow him to come back, the hospital is in the outskirts of town, he's allowed to drive back with a Melacha Deraisa, because Say from Shum Tchelosan. On that, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in Mechashleima and Siman Ches, where he says there's no such sugya called Sefer Mishum Tchelosan to be mate and Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. And the Gemara, he says, a whole long tshuva, he says the Gemara doesn't mean that at all. The Gemara means that if the soldiers wouldn't be allowed to take their guns, that itself would be a matzav of sakana, and therefore Chazal allowed you to take the guns in, not Sefer Mishum Tchelosan, because that would be a matter of sakana, because if we don't allow them, the soldiers would leave the guns on the outside skirt of the town, and they're going to come back into town without the guns, and that's going to be a matter of sakana. So Chazal were matter because of sakana to do it. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't find anywhere in Gemara there's a chashash, a yid's not going to want to do a melacha to save his friend because he's not going to be able to come back. And if uncle came your way, then you've got to say, damar echo, not to go and help your friends. But there's no such heta to be able to come back. Ad kidei kach, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, I wouldn't even say it's mutam midrabanon. That Tzolah member isn't even allowed to come back with a malacha, the rabbanon, because why? No such etta. He knows he has to go. He knows he has to help the person. The call came his way. He knows something's a matzah sakana. He's mechuyev to go. He's accompanying his wife, he's accompanying whoever, his child, into hospital. So that's it. You don't have to wave a malacha to come back home. Says the B'Shem Zalman, Abba, Chusefer's Mavua, the Issa Rabbanon, you're allowed to do. And I'm not going to argue with the Chusefer, and Issa Rabbanon, you're allowed to do. I was says the B'Shem Zalman, and Issa the Raisa, to come back, Sefer M'Shem T'Chlosan, there is no such heta. V'chein Rabbi Yashiv was very strong of the opinion that a matzav of a so from Mishum Tchlosan, if that's the heta you're relying on, it's only Matir Drabonon. Ashal came, so let's stop over here.
Well, at one point, there's still, if more calls come in, you're going to need
to. So stop over here before that point. If somebody is going to go to hospital, he's not an Atzala member, and he's gone to accompany his wife into hospital, and let's say he wouldn't have gone if not for the fact he'd come back, which is also not true, because most times a husband will go, even Allah Tzad is going to be stuck there for the rest of Shabbos. So he hasn't even got the head of Sefer M'Shom T'Chlosan. Why is he coming back? What's he doing your malacha for? Because you wouldn't have gone without it, even if it is the setter. Sefer M'Shom T'Chlosan is restricted to people who we say they wouldn't have gone if they wouldn't know they'd have a way to come back home. But a person's going with this child, in the worst case he's stuck there for the rest of Shabbos. And the husband's stuck there for the rest of Shabbos, they'll go all the same. So Sefer M'Shom T'Chlosan, first of all, is only Nigea, if you would only go, if you've got a way to come back. If you would go without it, you're going to have to say from Shom T'Chalasan. And when you do have this head to say from Shom T'Chalasan, it's also only in a gear, according to Rabbi Lashav and B'Shem Zaman, for Malacha D'Rabbanon. So a person to drive his own car back, which is a Malacha D'Raisa, you know, have to tell the goy to take him back, is Amir Lakum, that he can tell the goy to do it. About him to do a Malacha, he's taking his car to hospital and wants to come back for his family, Malacha D'Raisa. When it's in a gear, to come back, so the Malachad only through Malachad Rabbanon. Then comes your point. You said, which Moshe says at the end of his tshuva, Moshe says that if it's a Tzolom member, then it's a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh if he doesn't come back, because he gets calls on Shabbos, and therefore it's a matzav for him to come back. Says Moshe, it's a matzav for him to come back, also comes under the heading of Pekuach Nefesh. So, forget say from Mishum T'Chlosan, I've got another heter, that you're allowed to come back because your poshet needed because of Pekuach Nefesh. And then he let us brings down, stop a second, interrupt. He brings down the Chazon Ish, a very interesting Chazon Ish. He said he heard from somebody, B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that somebody went to hospital on Shabbos, was an Atzala member, or a Reifer, a doctor, and he parked his car some 300 meters away from the hospital. Because like we mentioned 2 weeks ago, that the heter is as much as you need to do. And it wasn't necessary for the doctor to take his car all the way to the hospital. So he parked it like 300 meters before the hospital. And then he walked the last bit. And the Chazon Ish wasn't impressed. Chazon Ish said, very nice, he's going to walk. He's going to walk there, he's going to walk back. He's a doctor that needs to be on call. So now, he's walking to the hospital, he's going to arrive later into the hospital. And when he comes back at the other end, he's going to walk to his car, which is going to have a heter to take back home. But he's walked so this extra time of 600 meters walking. If he's got a heter for him to go back, because the doctor's got this heter to go back, then take it right to the hospital and make sure to do it as quick as possible. If you're worried about going back because you're going to get a call, so take your car, then don't go back. But if your heter is, you're going to go back because of your other calls, so make sure your car is parked as close as possible. Try and limit your time to get back, and then therefore to be available, to be on call as quick as possible. Says Moshe, if the doctor needs to go back, he's allowed to go back because he needs to be available to be on call when he arrives back home. Now, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg has a very beautiful tshuva where he discusses, they asked him also about Atzala members. And Reb Chaim Pinchas goes, he's of the opinion, also, like Yashav, like B'Shem Zalman, very stark, not like Moshe. He holds there's no heter of Sefer M'Shem T'Chlosan to go back for Matzav of Sakana. Sefer M'Shem T'Chlosan is Mate for the Rabbonon's, nothing more than that. Then he quotes this last bit of the tshuva of Moshe, where Moshe says somebody's Hatzala member is needed to go back, he's allowed to do it. Says the Chaim Pinchas, that heter is also only heter of Sefer M'Shem T'Chlosan. I'm going back to be available for somebody else. There's no sakana lefanecha. I've got no chayla. I haven't got another call. I'm a tzala member. There's nobody waiting at the moment. Maybe there'll be an tzala member. Somebody's going to call and I'm not going to be local. And that also comes under the heading of Sefer M'Shem T'Chlosan. A heading of perhaps there's going to be a sakana. There's no sakana now. It may lead to the sakana. There's no such heter like that on Shabbos. Never Chaim Pinchas has of the opinion. A tzala member can't come back even if he gets calls He calls, he's not allowed to come back on Shabbos and Melacha Deraisa, and nowhere to save him from Tchilason.
He
can
come back on the taxi.
If a goy is driving the taxi, Melacha Rabbanon, yeah. But the Yiddish member to drive his car himself, a good Rabbanon Pinchas is also.
To come back by taxi is not.
Yeah, to come back by taxi, let's do that Solomon member for a second. That Solomon member, yeah, because he's also for Rabbanon, yeah. But to come back himself to drive the car, a good Rabbanon Pinchas is also. So he buys himself, very interesting, he buys himself from an Odeb Yehuda. I remember many years ago, my father was asked from Manchester, he was actually a shaila at the time from Shlomo Adler, when he was developing the scan in order to avoid doing a post-mortem, so the coroner needed that the kehillah should produce, or Shlomo Adler should produce enough cases that the scan is as reliable as a post-mortem, and then, when they see that it's as reliable, the statistics are that the results are the same, then they'll be happy to allow that if there's a shaila, they'll go through a scan rather than doing a post-mortem, because 30 cases were checked against each other and they saw that the scan gave the same results as the post-mortem itself. 30 cases, so they're happy to pass, then the Mekanabah will only go through a scan. And my father asked Rabbi Lashev at the time whether it's mutter to cut up a yid in order to be able to produce the results that they need to be able to show to the coroner that the post-mortem and the scan are just as reliable. Now this shaila is not a new shaila. This shaila is a shaila Neid B'Yuda. Mamish this. The case of a Neid B'Yuda, and the Pesach Tshuva brings down Neid B'Yuda, that somebody, the doctor, said there was something wrong with him. Read out the case of the Pesach Tshuva, the Neid B'Yuda. Pesach Tshuva brings it down. And Shin Samach Gimel Tzivkot and Hei. Mtshuvas Neid B'Yuda Tinyona Chelik Yodei Asim Rishud Nishal Be'echad Shechola B'choyli Ever Nachmol Etzlon V'roifim Chotchu Kedakom V'loi Hoyel Umeis. The doctors tried to heal him and wasn't successful and he died. Emuter L'Yisroel Lachteich B'guf HaMeis K'dei Lirois Shere Shamaka. Is it mutter for Yid to show what the cause, why the operation wasn't successful, V'yavoy Mizeh Atzolos Nefoshos, that for the next Yid you'll be able to produce Hatzolos Nefoshos? Mamish's case, here in Manchester was a case of doing a Nituchei Meisim in order and then do the scan and show it's as reliable. And V'chein, the case of Neid B'Yuda was to do...
Nituchei Meisim has to show is common. You couldn't want to learn to get.
Yeah, but they're shlekid in. They're fighting.
Why is that not going to be called...
Because the extra bizoin that goes in, first of all, you can do it on Goyish bodies if they want to do it. And there's enough, on all those cases, enough results from around the world. And when they do it with a whole huge nivul hameis without any consideration at all. And if you allow them to do this, then they'll do 100 times. And it's all is a different ball game when it comes to nivul hameis.
Why couldn't
they do it on Goyish? There was nothing available. It was this person where they did the operation to show them when they did wrong that for the next time round they should be able to operate well. That was a shaila Neid B'Yuda. Neid B'Yuda asked it. In Rudius, a tshuva was that also. Ve'eshiv, dem yesh lefaneinu choyle acha b'choyle zeh muta v'mlav osa. If you have another choyle that's there now, it's muta, and it's another choyle, it's time you want to be able to advance in medicine or know how to do it. When there's no other choyle there, it's muta. Oh, sorry, it's osa. Says the Pchaim Pinchas, what's Pshat Neid B'Yuda? Says the Pchaim Pinchas, Pshat Neid B'Yuda is that if you got a choyle lefanecha, then it's muta. But if you haven't got another choyle lefanecha, because it will be beneficial for another chayla, there's no such heta. Says Reb Chaim Pinchas, therefore that Solomon member is going to come back home. Why is he coming home with the Baruch HaDaraisa? You're telling me Seif HaMashom Tchilosan like Moshe? I don't hold that heta b'chal, only helps with Rabbonon. You're telling me, like you said, because he needs to be back, is there another chayla or call? He hasn't been called to somebody else. That I know statistically that the Atzala do get quite a few calls. There's no chayla lefanecha, says the Neid B'Yuda. No chayla lefanecha, it's also to do it.
Even a sofik,
I need to have it. A sofik, the rice is when it's already established as a sofik. If it's not lefanecha, I don't have it. That's mamshik.
Some of the calls will zicha be chayla sheyesh b'sakana.
If the calls come through, then I have a matzah of a pukach nefesh. Nothing's happened yet. I'm stuck out of town. What's that for me to come back?
Even if he gets a call in the hospital.
No, if he's called in the hospital, now it's ready. It's an established bekuach nefesh. It's like the case of Neid B'Yuda, when there's another choyla who needs, who's got the same machla. But because it could be another choyla, says Abraham Pinchas, there's no such heta. So Abraham Pinchas is very, very stark against this heta, and eliminates, wipes out the setter that we know that Hatzalah members come back, is only to a Drabbanon.
So the
Maaseh
here, all the
Hatzalah
members...
Before we get here, one second. Now, that's Reb Chaim Pinchas, and this is the view that Maaseh, the Chazon Ish says that you're allowed to do it, and it's not clear what the Chazon Ish means. Since Eliezer has a tshuva, the Chazon Ish means to argue that if statistically it's needed, not this arguing on the Neid of Yehuda, he agrees with the Neid of Yehuda, but if statistically you need it, and often it's a case of Bakuach Nefesh, then the Chazon Ish held, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it too. Chazon Ish means that a head operation that wasn't successful, it's not a get this Chayla, maybe there'll be another Yid that's going to do it, on that, the Neid of Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to do it. But if it's something that keeps on reoccurring, the fact that I don't have it now, if it's something that's established Bakuach Nefesh, then the Chazon Ish holds, you're allowed to do it. And the way that Tzitz Eliezer and others understands means that there's no argument in the Yehuda. V'cheinu b'lashev, let's be paskin at the time for Manchester, about doing it in order to allow the scan to happen. Remember correctly, Yashiv's nusach that he said at the time was, na'uni me'ken schneiden, it's a covered for the mace, as me'getim schneiden, to rat of an andreyin. It was almost geboit on this, the whole child is geboit on this Neid Abuda. Neid Abuda says you're not allowed to, and he understood that which Neid Abuda says you're not allowed to is only because there's nothing which is established. But if you need it all the time, because we know that the Goyim are doing the coroner's machayev and the tuchamesim, unless you can produce the results, so it's a must to produce the results, and therefore you're allowed to do it because it's considered a bekoach nefesh or a bizoin ameis lefanecho, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Asha'al came. Even those who, Reb Chaim Pinchas is quite strong of his opinion, that no heter of Sefer Mishum T'chloson, and also no heter for a choyla, that Hatzalah member is always needed to do it again, if I don't have a radio call now. But those who argue, which is the accepted practice, like you say, for Hatzalah, is because we rely on the Chazon Ish, and we take on that if the statistics are that he's probably going to get a call on Shabbos again, which that probably is quite a high probability, according to Mishnah, 17% chance, or something, not 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, and is not needed Bechlal, or not that there's enough other Tzala members, that the chances of him needing is going to be very remote. If it's Taka, something which is quite a high risk of him needed, being needed, and if it's not local, therefore, if he's not going to come back, he won't be available, therefore we allow them to come back. But that's only a heter for an Tzala member, and that's only a heter for quite a high risk, a high chance of Pikuach Nefesh, if it's not available, if it's not going to come back, it's not going to be available, and therefore it's going to run into Pikuach Nefesh. But everybody agrees that Al Atzad, as there's not going to be this high risk of Pikuach Nefesh, then we have an Oda B'Yuda that's not Mati. So the only thing we're left with is Sefer Shum T'chloson, and it's a Sefer Shum T'chloson, it's not so simple B'Chlal, because Rav Paskim argue in the Moshe, and the holders no heter of Sefer Shum T'chloson, only to do a Walachad Rabbonon. So when that Tzala member asks his Shaila, he's got his Psak, which is not Tafke Geboitan Sefer Mishum T'chloson, Geboitan a new heter of Pikuach Nefesh because he's needed to come back. But the husband that goes into the hospital, or the other person wants to go to visit at Chayla on Shabbos, the Sefer Mishum T'chloson is a very, very limited heter. It's a much smaller heter than people think. And people know that that Tzala member is coming back, so there's something called Sefer Mishum T'chloson, and I'm not going to go in the first place, and therefore may let's motivate to come back. It's a mistake. It's taking two separate heterim and mixing them together. It's called the Sefer Mishum T'chloson, which, yeah, Reb Moshe says you're allowed to do it, but it's Reb Moshe and most poskim argue on it. That Tzala member is coming back. He's coming back for a completely different reason. He's coming back because you don't allow him to come back. There's going to be Pukach Nefesh maybe if he's not local. Because he's going to have a call, he's not going to be local. And therefore, that's not negat to the normal person who goes to visit an hospital. So if a normal person is going to visit an hospital, if he wants it to be mutter for him to come back, he's not negat a Tzala member b'chlal. He's only Sefer Mishum T'chloson. And therefore, Sefer Mishum T'chloson is only, first of all, he has to establish, is he taker? Would he not go to hospital without it? If we're not going to allow him to come back, is he going to go? Is he not going to go? If he would go all the same, so it's also not going to get him the heter. And even if he comes under Sefer Shem T'chloson, but a lot of poskim hold it's only mutter for the Rabbonon. So if a person has landed up going to hospital for whatever it was, and he took his own car, which Mishnah will discuss about the parking and all these things, how what's mutter and what's not mutter when he has arrived in hospital, but now he's there and he's coming back himself, and he's got no way to come back through a goy, then he's got a big problem. Because Sefer Mishum T'chloson, even when he does have the heter, it's only because of Sefer Mishum T'chloson. But the hospitals is already a new thing, and that's why Zaka maybe has a different heter for them to be able to get the mason dealt with on Yom Tov, even though it's not nagia for the mason. And that's the way the hospital is run in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not going to run normally, if you won't allow them to write the normal results, the normal report, the normal blood test, and then you come back every case, you're going to start making a cheshbon when you're going to come back or what, then the whole thing can't function in the first place. And therefore, maybe that the poskim say, if the only way for it to run is this way around, therefore, if it's a must, it's also mutter to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe because it comes under this same sort of etis, pekach nefesh lefanecha, and if you're not going to do it, then the whole system's going to fall apart. So that's called already pekach nefesh lefanecha. So in the case of Zaka, for different reason it's mutter. Because of Zaka, if you're not going to allow them to do the mason first, then they'll never be able to go and save live people, and the live people trapped already, and Mamela was part of the process that was needed to be done to be able to mati to do the mason first in order to be able to work with the Chaim. But a normal person, like a maskana, a normal person when it comes to Shabbos, shouldn't compare oneself. If a person's not an Atzala member, has no shaykhs, what psak the Atzala Rebbe member got from his Rav, for a normal person is to come and say from Shem Chalason. And the two things are, number one, is it Vadai say from Shem Chalason? Would you not go without it? Number one. And point number two, even if you're only going to go because you can get back, Abba Vada, one should try to only do it with the Rabbana, because Yanita, the Raisa, Malacha, the Raisa, it's a big machlokes aposkim.